Welcome to the Ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision is bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Do what you need to do at the right time. He who gathers in summer, there is a time for preparation. There is a time to make decision. There is a time for sacrifice. When you do it, it says you are wise, and the outcome is that you get the riches. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let's continue. We did the first four parts last week, which is the spiritual, family, relationship, and financial. And today we are looking at the last four parts. And I mentioned that it's important to note that the financial also touches on these other areas. The bedrock for all of this is the spiritual part. Then there is the financial that also oil every other part. Amen. The first question under the career tonight is, what kind of career progress do I want in 2023? What kind of career progress do I want in 2023? You know, I'm going to be looking at the career and also speaking to the enterprise, because I know that there are a number of us that are, you know, business owners, and it might be difficult for you to really connect with the career questions, but they are related. So I'm going to be connecting both of them together. What kind of career progress do I want in 2023? How far do you see yourself in 2023? As far as your career progression is concerned, you know, it's very easy for, you know, people that work in certain sector where it is a norm that it takes maybe like 2-3 years before another promotion will come, you know, and all that, to just say to that, hey, I'm not even thinking promotion next year, you know, because usually it takes another 3 years. But can you believe God for it? Can you believe God for it? You know, can you believe God for it? That's where the supernatural comes in. What kind of career progress do I want in 2023? And you know, in some cases, there are some of us that might probably want to change your career path. You know, maybe you want to change your industry, or you want to change the sector where you operate. To what extent do you really want to go? To what extent do you really want to go in 2023? You need to sit down and really determine that. You know, it's very easy to be able to have a clear picture of this when you do a bit of a study, maybe first and foremost from your organization, if you're working within an organization, and more broadly from your industry, to see who are the people who have gone ahead and what kind of career are they leading, so you can use them to model what you want in 2023. What kind of impact are they making? What kind of results are they getting? You can use that to kind of model, you know, what you want in 2023. But you must set a definite goal on the kind of progress. Where do you want to be this time 2023, as far as your career is concerned? Where do you want to be? So maybe you're running a business in your industry, in your sector. Where do you see yourself landing by this time in 2023? You need to have a clear picture of that. What kind of influence do you want to command in your industry at that time? Number two question directly supports the first one. Say, what skills do I need to acquire to improve on the job? If this is where you desire to be career-wise in 2023, maybe you're currently a manager, you want to become a partner, or maybe you're currently a senior associate, you want to become a manager, maybe you, in whatever industry, whatever it is, you know, what skills do you need to acquire in order to improve on the job? You see, it's not about just wishful thinking. You must know what you need to improve on in order to get there. So typically in consulting, right, there is a career cadre that we have in my, you know, in my own industry, right? So typically you start your journey maybe as an analyst trainee, then you become a senior analyst, then from a senior analyst you become, you know, an associate, then from an associate you become like an associate manager, you know, then from there you become like associate director, then from there you become, you know, associate partner, then you become a partner, then a senior partner, you know, then you become the national lead partner, you know. So there are specific skill sets across all of these pathways. So the skill set that is required at analyst level is different from what is required at associate level. The kind of, you know, relationship management skill that is required at, you know, director level is far more, you know, robust in terms of the various elements that you are tested for than at, you know, associate level. So you need to know what unique skill set do you need in order to arrive at that point. What are those things that I need? What are those things that I need? Your pathway could be in sales. You know, there is a sales director that oversees the operation of your unit that you're hoping that, you know, maybe at least you become like an assistant director. What skill set does he have that you're trying to mirror or develop? You have to be clear about it. You have to be clear about it. People don't bring these skill sets from heaven. They acquired it on earth. Whatever magic you see anyone performing in the workplace, whatever stunt you see anyone performing in the workplace, the person acquired the skill. So the question is, to what extent are you willing to bury yourself in acquiring those skills? But first, what are those skills? Then number three, the same thing also applies to, you know, those of us in business. Perhaps there is somebody in your industry, you know, that is really doing very well, and you would like to make that kind of impact. Maybe you even have a glimpse of their revenue and you feel, no, I can also do this. It could be in fashion, it could be in, you know, different creative work, whatever it is that you are doing, you know, you need to be clear on that. Number three, what kind of professional exams do I need to take this year, and when do I need to take them? I understand that specifically there are some sectors represented here that are very heavy on professional exams, you know. So as you're planning the promotion, you're also looking at it. How many professional exams do I also need to check in order to be able to claim, you know, this promotion? It's not just about name it, claim it. We don't name it, claim it. You have to put the work. Hallelujah. Bible says that study to show yourself approved. A workman that does not need to be ashamed at all. It's not only pastors who, you know, that instruction was to somebody within a contest. So what is your own contest? Timothy was in ministry, full-time ministry. That's why it's about preaching. But you, where is your own sector? Right? Study in your own sector to show yourself approved. So what are those exams that I need to take? What are those qualifications that I need to acquire? You know, there are some of us that the degree you acquire has become stale. obsolete. You probably need to just do a postgraduate diploma, you know, that's a mild one, or do a master's degree, you know, understand what's going on. And interestingly, there are also a lot of online master's program right now that people can take, even short courses, professional development courses, you know. There is nothing you are thinking of doing that there is no course for, including videography, including photography. There is nothing. There is nothing. Production, everything, everything you can think about right now in the world, there is a course for it. So what course do you need to take to improve on the quality of delivery that you are offering to your customers? You have to clearly identify that. What new relationship in your sector do you need to develop, and with who? Now, this is very important. My experience in the last 2 years has really further buttressed for me that who you know is very critical to the opportunities that you will get. Who you know, it's very critical to the opportunities that you get, you know. And I'm sure by the time you reflect, you will also see that perhaps you've missed one or two opportunities, and later you heard that, oh, the person that got it knows the person that advertised it, or that. We are all relational beings. And the people that you know, the quality of the people that you know, influences the kind of information that you will assess. And the quality of information that you assess actually determines how much you accelerate on that path. You know, so we have to be very intentional. You have to be very intentional. What new relationship do I need to develop? You need to find models. You need to find mentors in your sector. I can't overemphasize this. You can't run in isolation. You need to find people who have gone far in your own sector, who you can just tap their thoughts, understand their perspectives, understand where they are coming from, and that changes your paradigm. You know, around, this was last Friday, so one of my mentors, we've not seen this year. We've been having chats. I mean, the easiest place we connect is on WhatsApp, you know, and all that. And all throughout the year, we didn't get to see. And he was going to be traveling, you know. We were trying to set the first date, I was traveling, but, you know, then the second time, I had to pay the sacrifice. It wasn't going to work, but I had to pay the sacrifice. I got to his house around 9:30, you know, left around 12:15 in the midnight, you know. But the conversation that happens between that time were critical conversations that have adjusted certain perspective. So it has provided some new frames with which I'm looking at 2023. You know, so these relationships are very critical. Who are those people that are providing guidance, that are nudging you, that are helping you see things differently about the industry you want to conquer? It's important you develop relationships. Identify those people and intentionally build relationship with them. How do I stay informed on the happenings in my industry? What's your strategy to ensure that what is happening within your industry? You know, for me, the easiest way to do this is adhere newsletters, you know, adhere reports. You know, the best way to even know about what's going on is to subscribe to, you know, there are some people that aggregate news, right? So instead of you buying Punch, buying all of these dailies, there are some people that aggregate the key economic news and they share. If you don't have those people, look for those that have them. It makes it very easy. So you just see headlines of the dailies and all that. Now, there are some other platforms that also does this aggregation that you can subscribe to, right? You can see me after the service to get, you know, I'm not going to be advertising for anyone. But the point is that there are also other people that does newsletter for your own specific sector. Read up on it. KPMG, PwC, Deloitte, yeah, maybe sometimes Ernst & Young, they all do features across all of the sectors. So for example, if you are in financial services, there is a financial service report, banking report, annual banking report that comes from these big four. It helps you understand where is the sector going as far as the new year is concerned. You know, how are they using digital to advance things? There are reports on creative industry, you know, that people can leverage on. So you need to understand, you know, all of these things. But how do you stay informed? Do you realize that there are some times that you just need to find that one person that is always abreast of all the information and just ensure that every now and then you're asking the person, what's up? You know, there are just some gist that is update gist. And by the time you have like 15, 20 minutes conversation, you are now, you know, updated on what's happening in your industry. But you have to be very intentional, you know, about that. You have to be very intentional about that. I mean, for those that have relocated but have not joined any of our global hubs, I think they are missing out on this opportunity, you know, because information are always curated on what's happening, you know, new immigration laws and all. You need to just know where to get information. You know, what major contribution do I want to make that will be beyond my job description in this new year? This is a very strategic one. What are those things that you want to do, you know, at your workplace, maybe around your neighborhood and your business, that goes beyond just the regular things that you do? So this is a contribution, you know, to the bigger world of work. You know, it could be in form of article, it could be in form of setting up or starting with your friends some social good initiative. You can decide to start a group of, you know, just a accountability group, or a group where you can just be encouraging young people, you know, people that are aspiring to your role or to your position. I mean, just anything. You know, there are some people that you probably look out for their post on LinkedIn on a weekly basis because you know that they post on certain things. You know, it's a contribution. It's not their job description. They just do it to add value. What are those things that you will do this year to add value? You know, it's important. Don't just take. Don't just earn salary and move on. You know, find something to also contribute, you know, beyond your salary. Okay? For those of us in business, first question is, what clear revenue target do I set for the year? What is the revenue target for the year, per quarter and per month? The last 2 days has been a time of, you know, strategic planning, you know, with my team. And the first thing was to establish, okay, what will the revenue look like? Quarter by quarter, you know, so it has to be clear, because when you're clear about your revenue target, it gets you thinking about different ways to achieve it. But if you don't have a clear revenue target, right, you will just realize that there are some parts of your brain that is not activated. But when you see the number, every part of your brain will start thinking. You know, one of the approach that I always like to take, and I encourage my team to take when we're planning, was that as we put the target there, I'm sure when they first saw the number, everybody was like, you know, the first thing is that the regular ways that we do things, the regular products that we push and all of that, first and foremost, don't think about them, just put them aside. What new ways can we achieve this target? And that got everyone thinking. What are the new things we need to do? What are the new approach we need to, and all of that? So if we do all the new things and we hit that, then the regular things that we are good at, we generate additional revenue. We mustn't take a lazy man's approach to these things, but we have to set a clear target that we cascade into quarterly, cascade into monthly. For business owners, how do I promote or market my products or services better this year? I don't know. Did you enjoy sufficient visibility in 2022? How do you intend to improve on that in 2023? Because when people don't know you, they can't buy from you. You know, there are some of us that we are offering great services, great products that people really want. But because they don't know you, they have to make do of the alternative in town, no matter how bad it is. You know, they just have to still stick with it. You know, there are some people that are looking for, you know, building engineers. They're looking for, you know, better skincare products. They're looking for people to manage their digital handles, but they don't know you. So in what way are you going to improve on your visibility or marketing your product? You know, I was challenging one of our sisters here that, how come you're here? I don't even know what you're doing, you know? And we greet like every Sunday. We greet every Sunday, we talk, you know? When she now told me that this was what she was doing, really, that day after service, I introduced her to like 5 different people, you know. But it's like we could be very conservative. I mean, it's our nature, right, as believers. We have the conservative, even those that are very, very, you know, you realize that, you say, it's a fruit of the Spirit. You know, gentleness, you know, it's okay. But we also need to realize that God has given us the wisdom and the mouth that nobody can gainsay. Let's use the mouth. You know, we need to be vocal about it. When we open the mouth, wisdom flows. Don't be afraid. Let people know what you're doing. Connect with people. Let them know what you're doing. It's important. You know, we should be able to look around, you know, in the room. And, this is what this person is doing. This is what this person is doing. This is what this person is doing. You know, and as opportunities come, people can connect you with such opportunity. But it's important, whatever it is that you are selling, that you're doing, how will you market better this year? The social media posting, pushing that you did, how effective was it? What are you going to do differently? What new platforms are you going to engage in pushing it? How are you going to do your content differently? It's very important. What key improvement do I make to my product or services or my business processes? This is very important. Every one of us running business, you need to reevaluate how you do what you do. You need to reevaluate it. I know that some of us might look at our business and say, hey, I'm delivering quality to my customers. They are good. The reviews are great and all that. But the question is, do you realize that you could save more costs if you optimize your business process? And when you reduce your costs, it means that you make more profit. That's already an area, you know. So can you just sit back and look at how you do the things that you do? And how can you do it better? How can you do it better? It could be your delivery process. How do you improve on it? You know, in what ways can you get your customers to access your product more quickly? There are different approaches that you could take, but you need to think about it. The packaging of our product, how do we improve on it? The kind of packaging that we use now, does it allow the users to, you know, have a good experience with the product? Those are questions you need to ask yourself. How do we do these things better? Next question. Who in my network can I leverage to reach more customers or clients in 2023? Who in my network can I leverage to reach more clients in 2023? And this is important. You know, you're here, you have someone, I mean, you know someone who works within the association of, so take for example, you have a product for school owners, and you know that there are proprietors or proprietors of school that have access to association of proprietors that can introduce you to, you know. So what it means is that you are just one person away from your market, and you are making effort to visit them in school one after the other. Meanwhile, you can go through one person and meet the association in one place. You see, so the question is, how do I scale my reach? Who within my network can I leverage to scale my reach? It's very important. The next one is, what measure for proper financial accountability will I put in place in 2023? You know, this is very critical for all the managing directors and chief executive officers or chief responsibility officers, whatever title you give yourself. You know, it's important that you put proper financial accountability measures in place. Yes, that you can sign the check, and at the signing of one single check, you can move the entire money from the business account to your personal account. It does not mean that you should move it. You know, yeah, it does not mean. So, I mean, the truth is that there are temptations that we face as CEOs, as MDs, as, you know, temptations like you have a goal that you are building up fund for, that you want to reach, and you are tempted to say that, oh, should I move this money to do this? And you have salary coming up that you want to pay. I've seen people move money to achieve some personal goals, and they are telling their employees that, see, when that money drop, the money from this project, that's the one that we use for salary. You know, that's not right. You know, you must understand that these are individuals that commit themselves, their sweat, their effort to earn a living, and there's an agreed time to get that money. So you must discipline yourself not to use that fund for that your personal goal at that time because you need to pay them. So what are those checks and balances that you need to put in place? You know, in some cases, it might just be that you hire a full-time accountant. Who will help you with, you know, financial policies that will guide your activities. So there are questions that you need to answer before the money goes out. I'm sure that for those of us that already have those structures in place, we are seeing the impact that those structures is making in our businesses. The next question is, how can I treat my staff better? These are individuals that God has sent to you. You know, Aaron and Hur, you know, it's appreciated in the light of, you know, ministry. We look at Timothy in the light of ministry, and we appreciate their significant contribution to the life of their, you know, their pastors or their leads. But we must also recognize that there are Aarons and Hur in the marketplace. You know, those individuals that without them, you wouldn't have gotten things done in your business. Without them, you would have burned out. You know, these are people that are critical to your business. Don't underestimate your staff, including your cleaner. I don't know if you've ever got into your office in a day and your cleaner didn't show up, or maybe your cleaner was sick and there was no replacement or something. I mean, and you just get there and you see the way things are. There was a meeting that had some guests. They were coming outside of the country, and normal resumption was supposed to be 9, and I spoke to the lead of the cleaners. Those guys, they've arrived in Nigeria, and I trust them. They could show up at the office as early as 8, even though the time of our meeting is 9. Please, ensure everything is set. Should I wait for you guys to finish? No, you can go and order. Okay. You wouldn't believe that. Thank God I got there. I got there myself for 7. As at 7, the room was as I left it. You know, at this time, I could not shout. I had to appeal to them. Guys, let's get these things done. You know, and true to what, you know, was expected, those guys, they walked in around 8:15. They were at the car park for 9 o'clock meeting. They are not Nigerians. It's Nigerians that, you know, Africa time and all of that, no? So it's important that we treat our staff very well. In what way can I improve on the welfare of these people? In what way can I improve on their welfare? You see, when there is a will, there is a way. When there is a will, there is a way, you know. In what ways can I contribute to their development? Then another important question, how can I make my customers happier? How can I make my customers happier? How can I make them happier? You know, what are those extra things that I'm going to do to make them happier? Do you realize that something as simple as sending birthday messages to your customers, calling them on their birthdays, can go a long way? You know, no matter how terrible the banking service from the bank you use is, when you get a message from them on your birthday, you still feel good. Okay, people remember me. Even though maybe the previous night you were trying to make a withdrawal and the ATM was not working. You know, so please think about it. Think about it. And that speaks to your customer service. That speaks to your retention strategy. What kind of growth do I expect? In this case, all-around growth for your business. What kind of growth do I expect? Do you want to expand to new geographical location? Do you want to expand in terms of the number of outlets? How do you really want to grow, you know, next year? And there is a distinction. There is revenue growth. There is, you know, the expansion to your business. But you need to be very clear on this. I trust God that in the new year that, you know, God will really help us actualize all the plans for SMEs that we've had. You know, God will help us actualize it. Because again, looking through, you know, the congregation at Light, I realize that we have individuals that God has specifically even brought our way, you know, that we can work together to support the small business owners, you know. And I really pray in the name of Jesus that God will enable us to actualize all of those plans in Jesus' name. So personal, you know, if I'm to reshuffle these again, I'll probably put this immediately after spiritual or after family. Because it's important that you as an individual, you are also well prepared and well ready for the year. The first question is, what would be my 3 most important priorities for 2023? And this is how to define your priorities. I know that for every one of us, there is something that you must have been sensing, or there is something that you're already doing in the light of what you believe is God's purpose or assignment for you. I understand that for some of us, what we sense or what we know is God's purpose for us might not even be directly in your place of career. Neither is it directly related to your enterprise or your business. So the question now is, what time are you creating for that thing? You know, as we plan for 2023, who says that Jesus cannot come back in 2023? Who says he can? You know, again, we are believers, right? You know, and we live in this world, but we are not of this world, are we? I know this is the part that even though we are believers, we don't always like. No matter what the experience is here on this part of eternity, Jesus is coming for the church. Yes. You know, he's coming for the church. And that's why our own objective cannot be to be the richest man in the world. Because we are not trying to accrue resources just for ourselves. We understand that we are blessed to be a blessing. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. You know, so as we gather, as we earn, we are also giving. And God is increasing our capacity to gather and to earn and to give. Right. But we must also understand that no matter how much we gather, we are going to leave everything when Jesus comes. You know. And by the time he comes, there are two questions that he's going to ask. Every one of us, perhaps, we've crossed the first hurdle because, you know, the first question is, are you born again? Did you accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? And the second question is, what did you do with that salvation? You know, so while we might scale the first hurdle, the second one is also important because we're saved to serve. So what did you do with the gift of Jesus that you have to impact humanity? In what way did you allow God to express, you know, his anointing, his grace, his ability through you to touch humanity? That's the second question. That's why he says that, you know, there are some people that God will wipe away the tears from their eyes. Because by the time they see the things that they could have done compared to the things that they did for God, they will start crying. They start crying. Even though they made it to heaven, they will still cry. Yeah. A lot of crying will happen in heaven among believers that made it. Because when they begin to see the mansion awaiting someone that they've looked down on, you know, their driver that by the time he comes back from work driving, he's doing evangelism somewhere. What are those things that God has put in your heart and you know is your purpose? You must prioritize it in 2023. You must prioritize it. We are not saying that you should go and start a ministry, but that expression of gifts that God has in you, put it to use for the kingdom. It's very important. You must prioritize it. So what are those three things that you want to prioritize? Your purpose should be number one. Identify the other two things, so that's where you put your energy, your focus in 2023. For some people, it could be, whatever it is, we have so many elements that we've talked on here. You need to now choose which one will be your priorities for 2023. Number two, how do I keep track of my goals and plans? How do I keep track of my goals and plans? You mentioned the fact that after you've completed this 2023 growth plan, don't just dump it somewhere. You know, if you can attach it to your wall using, you know, any form of the tape, put it there. If you have a vision board, which of course I encourage everyone to have, you know, fix it there. You know, so that you can actually track. Typically, evaluation should happen on a monthly basis. I know that for those that are, you know, those that are maybe within sales units, those that are within customer service, you know, different organization, there is a monthly sales evaluation that you do at the end of the month to say, okay, what did we do? What did we achieve? And how? That's the same way you should also have reviews for your goals. You know, this month, how consistent was I with my spiritual plans? What are the things I did in my business? What are the things I did personally? You know, just reviewing. It's good. You can just set a day. Maybe the last day, second to the last day of every month, just to look at those things. But it's important that we are always reviewing. You can get a diary. You know, very useful. Where you can putting your progress in check. You know, it's very important. And one thing that you should also know is that there is power in what you see. If part of your priority this year is that you have certain capital project that you want to accomplish, you can even get a picture of something similar to that. Put it on your board. You know, your financial target, let it be there, clear, on your board. You know, the number of souls you want to win, let it be there on your board. Just have all of those key things. Put it on your board. What I did for this year was that as I had the goals, I extracted them and put it in a note. So I know that my phone is always handy. Anytime I open my notes, then I pinned it as the first note on my notes. So once I open my notes, I see it first. So there is nothing I'm putting down, I will see it first. You know, so it's just there. You just see it every now and then. And if you're able to get a sticky note on your laptop, put it on your sticky note, you know. I mean, whatever it is, just put it, you know, in places where you can see it. And there was a specific goal that one, I wrote it everywhere. You know, I printed it on A4. I printed like 10 copies on A4. I just pasted it everywhere in my wardrobe. You know, so let's just come up with creative ways to ensure that we have those goals in our sight. What good habits do I need to cultivate to replace bad ones? You know, what good habits do I need to cultivate to replace bad ones? You know, habits cannot die. It can only be replaced. You know, if you are someone that you oversleep, you can't pray it out. You can only replace that oversleeping habit with sleeping moderately. You know, so what bad habits do I want to replace? You know, what bad habits do I want to replace? There are some of us, the habits that we have is that even when you're not hungry, your face is always hard. Just choose to smile more. Just smile a little more. That's good. You know, I'm just looking at some of us. Ah, what's going on? I'm happy I made. Okay, so what is my personal development plan? You know, all of the key things that you've highlighted that you need to do better in your relationship, for your family, you know, your money goals and all that should fuse into what's your personal development plan. You know, should be, you know. How much time will I spend really reading relevant materials per day, and when? This is also where you need to replace some bad habits with new ones. People that can spend 1 hour on Instagram, you know, just checking people's updates. Can you? Habit. What's going on? Am I touching someone in media? Can you replace that habit with new ones, like taking time to read e-books? Just reading e-books. Within that hour, that same 1 hour, if you're a fast reader, I'm sure you probably cover almost like 100 pages of an e-book, a very small e-book. If you're a fast reader, you know, please, let's read more in 2023. Let's read more. And you'll be amazed that there is virtually content for all the challenges that you've been facing. There is content for all the challenges that you've been facing. Quality content. But let's read more. Let's read Christian literatures. Kinehege materials are all over the place. In fact, I discovered that there is a group on Telegram called Christian Library. Yes, you don't need to, just search for it on Telegram, Christian Hill Library. Now there are like 3 or 4 groups, but there is one prominent one. Oh my God. All the men of God. the notable men of God that you can think of, their books are there. You know, don't ask me how they got there, but the books are there. If you want to read, there is opportunity to read. Listen to messages too. You know, one of the good things you can do for yourself is to make YouTube a learning companion as well. There is almost nothing you want to learn that you can't learn on YouTube. You know, you can learn about an entirely new career on YouTube. I'm telling you, without having to pay a dime. All you just need to do is when the advert pops up, press skip and you continue watching. And to avoid the advert, you can do subscription, 1,200 a month, and advert is gone, you know. But it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity. It's a university on its own. Really. And don't fall into the trap of only watching skits by the time you get there again. You know. So now I understand the more why the Holy Spirit laid that first scripture in my heart. The hand that is slack makes poor. Yeah. But the one that is diligent. You know, slackness just means just taking the easy way out. Just taking the convenient one. You know, the one that is easy. The one that is, you know. It's easier to be entertained than to learn. Do you realize that?
Yes.
It's very easy to be entertained. I mean, your brain is not doing anything. It's just taking it in. But the moment you're learning, you are engaging. You're actively engaging. It's important. We can't overemphasize that. Do I need additional degree? What steps do I need to take this year? That's important. And the last one, health. You see, this is very important. I think for me too, I didn't meet all my health goals, you know. But this year, in 2023, I'm also prioritizing it. You know how you just focus on the ones that you think is and just relegate some. But believe you me, this health goal, it's an important one. I don't need to be told or motivated to ensure that this next year, I fulfill all my goals on it. You know how they say that if you use all your health chasing wealth, then you now use your wealth to be taken care of, you know. No, God forbid, that's not the plan of God. The Bible says that I wish above all things that ye prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper, as in prosperity in every front. So it's important. When will I do a comprehensive health check? There are some of us that are over 40. You've not done comprehensive health check. You need to do it. Please do it. Know all your baselines. You know all your baseline. It's important. You know, there are some people that cannot use their faith for headache. Common headache. When there is headache, the first thing is Panadol, Paracetamol. You know, or even Paracetamol, Panadol Extra, what's it called? You know. You know, they can't use faith for that. And they will tell you that, don't worry. You know, blood of Jesus cover my body. You know, you that you cannot use faith for headache. God forbid if anything shows up in your body. So we have to take care of it. We don't have to deceive ourselves, you know. And pastor preaches a balanced message on this. God inspires the medical practitioners to do what they do. You know, the first time pastor said that thing, it changed my paradigm, you know, about it. The medical doctors were inspired to do what they do. You know, there are some things that we see and say, oh, behold the wonders of God. How plane flies in the air. You know, Boeing 787. How it lifts. And, you know, it's wonder, right? But part of that wonder is the wisdom that God has given to physicians to put together the drugs, the discovery of those drugs, you know. So, yes, where your faith cannot take, you know, cannot treat the headache, use Panadol. But before you use it, you pray. Then the Panadol is like your faith extender. You know, then you take it. Then over time, you realize that by the time you've prayed, before you take the paracetamol, the headache has gone. You know, it's over time. You are building your muscle of faith. You have to do it intentionally. But it's also important that we take care of our health so that we don't have to be doing those things. For example, setting water goals. There is a minimum consumption of water that the body needs on a daily basis. And that's why you see, when we call for fasting, we don't say that you should fast without drinking water. I'm sure you've never heard it from anybody that when you're fasting, don't drink water. No. The one we are against is that when you mix the water with garri, or you mix it with tea, that's the one we are against. Or you mix it with ribe, I know. Otiba weje. You know, but when you're waiting on God, it's good to drink water. It's good to drink water. You know, when Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, the Bible says that he fasted for 40 days. And afterwards, he became hungry. He didn't say he was thirsty. He became hungry. He became hungry. He wasn't thirsty. He became hungry. After the 40. So please, wisdom is profitable to direct. Looking unto Jesus. If the Spirit has not moved you the way you move Jesus, don't do 40 days. What is my physical fitness plan as we wrap up? Exercising. It's important. You know, at some point I was really envious of our brethren in Maryland. You know, there was this group fitness activity that they were doing. You know, I don't know who is going to champion the one for Gudu people. You know. You know. Please, let's make plan for it. What do I need to remove or add to my meals? This is also a very important question. You know, there are some people that believe that the amount of money you have should be expressed in the number of meats on your plate. It does not follow. At certain age, the more meat you consume, the closer to Jesus. You get. So please, let's be mindful. You know, take a lot of vegetables, take a lot of, you know, and we don't pay attention to it. You know, one thing I discover is that anytime I travel, maybe just for 1 week or for 2 weeks, I'm always fresher, you know. And it's like I do more work during those period because of, I mean, but I look fresher, you know. Then, you know, it occurred to me that, okay, I take a lot of greens, you know. You take appetizer, you take the main course, then you take dessert, but with a lot of greens. That grain fact, you know, that was the secret to Daniel and the Hebrew boys. They said, we're just going to be taking vegetables and water. Test us for 10 days. 10 days. And they saw the difference. I think we should take learnings from it. Amala, like this. Soup, like this. No. We need to make adjustments. God will help us. what news platform, blog, social media, you know, posting traumatic messages do I need to shut off for healthy mental well-being? There are some people, forward, if you don't forward, you need to block those people. Forward to 50 people. If you don't forward, the last person that you not forward died. You need to block them. You need to block them. He's only bearers of good news. May God give you understanding. Please, it's very important. Let's avoid such groups, such, there are some people that the only video that they will send to you, it's maybe video of accident or how caught fire or how, I mean, all the horrific bad news. You know, someone said something, said, I think I will start watching NTA more. Because no matter how bad the situation might be in the country, they'll be showing cultural dust. You know, oh my God. So please, it's important for our mental well-being. You know, let's avoid certain things. Who do I have as a personal counselor or confidant that I can share issues with? You need to identify that. You know, and you see that in the last couple of Sundays before we got into December, Pastor has really been quite heavy, you know, on our whole mental wellness. It's important. People are going through things. People are going through things. And please get people that you can trust, literally, you know, with your life, as it were, that you can share with. I would have said that every little thing, you come to the pastors, but it would be too much. You know, you need to have individuals in your life, Christian fellows, you know, that you can share with. Then how do I intend to contribute to the mental well-being of people around me? How do I want to be a blessing to people around me? You see, every one of you that puts up scriptures on your timeline, I salute you. What you're doing is that you are being a blessing to someone you probably don't even know. Sometimes people will acknowledge, sometimes they won't, but continue. What are those things that you're going to do to ensure that people are experiencing God, encouragement through the things that you do? It's important that you're intentional with it this year. Hallelujah. Please, these things are not just for reading, or they are for actualization. And as I close, this is another picture. You know, I told you that, you know, as we wrap up this year, as Pastor begin to take us on different series on dominion, we're going to be getting broader understanding, you know, to these things. But just, you know, the inspiration here and there that I'm getting through the impression that the Holy Spirit plays in my heart, I'm just going to also define what I also see that the dominion means for next year. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. Romans chapter 5 verse 17, as we close this tonight. It says, for if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. And what I see, you know, the dominion, the dimension of dominion that I'm seeing is that of reigning. God wants us to reign in 2023. Hallelujah. God wants us to do what? To reign. I don't mean reign from heaven, no. To reign. To dominate in our sphere. And I really trust God that these words will really settle in our hearts. You know, because when understanding is not there, then there can't be expression. But when we really understand the mind of God for us, as far as the dominion He wants us to experience is concerned, then we can enter into the full manifestation. I want us to just quickly rise up on our feet tonight. Let's be on our feet tonight, please. As we just pray in the Spirit, let's just pray in the Spirit. Let's just pray in the Spirit. Let's pray in the Spirit.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,